Om Shanti.
Welcome to, I can't hear you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. And this is a special event. This is the 25th Peace of Mind Mount Abu meditation experience. So, and we appreciate that many of you have come from a far distance yesterday and today, so we're going to have a brief program tonight, and you will get a gift for the guests at the end of the evening and then go off to dinner and the program can begin. So I would like to invite our dear Didi Dr. Nirmala to join us on the stage, and Dr. Pratap and Sister Judy. Didi Nirmala is the director of the Gyan Sarovar Complex, and she's also the regional director for the Asia Pacific region. And Dr. Pratap is the medical superintendent of the Global Hospital. Before we start the formality, I don't know whether any of you noticed, who got met by a train in Abu Road? Who came by train, arrived at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was someone there to meet you? Most of you came through Ahmedabad, is that right? And you were met at the airport, you were taken to New Lotus House, you were fed, you were rested, then you were brought up here. How does that happen? If you think of the BKs, the Brahma Kumaris worldwide, have, you know, 8,000 or 9,000 centres across 130 countries, and each one, all the centres in these different 40 plus countries where you've all come from, are volunteers. We are volunteers. The people who cook your food are volunteers. The people who help you with transport, will help you with any, hopefully not much, if you get, it's a good place to get sick actually, because there's lots of doctors and they've got a hospital very close by. But it's really to think about all these people that make peace of mind happen are all volunteers, including me. No one draws a salary from this. And it's something that I've been coming to this place for nearly half a century. And what we want to do at Peace of Mind is to recreate some of that magic, some of that mystery, and especially the deepening the experience of meditation. That's why we do Peace of Mind. It's to share our journey and our experiences and our magic that we've experienced here for a long time. So it took us 45 to 50 years to have this, but you'll do it in 7 days. Is that okay? Or do you want the 50-year version? Okay. So let's start with a few minutes of meditation and then we'll begin. I'd like to introduce my brother, Dr. Pratap. He's a BK student for many, many years. And he, you think it's tough enough running one hospital. He's got about, he got five or so in your portfolio, a trauma centre downstairs, and is very, very busy and has thousands of people that report up to him. And he still finds some time to come here and particularly share with you the area of Mount Abu. Why Mount Abu? Why do we come here? And some of the historical and deep spiritual background of this place. So I'll ask Pratap Bhai to.
Om Shanti. Very warm welcome to Mount Abu. Mount Abu is a fascinating place, but more so it is the international headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. And as you, some of you might have known that the organization started way back in 1936 in Sindh, Hyderabad, and then moved to Karachi, now which is part of Pakistan. And now in 1950, the organization came with lock, stock and barrel, with everything in a ship to Okha Port and then to Abu. It was in 1950. And it is in 1950 that the sisters started spreading out to various cities of India. And it's how the concept of spreading the message of God started. And the organization, why did, you know, it happened like kind of a spontaneous discovery, although they had seen so many places where to bring about a group of 400 people to find the right place. And when I look at the Mount Abu mystery, I would say it's not history, but mystery. It's the oldest place on the earth, the mountains. They said that the mountains should be about 3.3 billion years old. It is known as Arbuda Anchal, the abode of gods. In India, they say there are almost 330 million gods and goddesses which are worshipped by various people in various forms and shapes. And so is its flora and fauna also. There are almost 250 variety of birds for bird watchers if you look at Mount Abu. And there are almost 600 variety of herbs and trees and plants. It is a rich source of Ayurvedic medicines. And the place has been mentioned in the scriptures. In one of the scriptures it was mentioned that if you spend one night in Abu, it is worth giving 1,000 cows in charity. In India, the cows are considered to be very pious and it is a sacred kind of a thing. So when you donate 1,000 charity, it's like staying one night in Abu. It's so pure and pious place. You would find there are Jain temples, Dilwara temples, there are Hindu temples, there are churches, there's a mosque also. The modern Mount Abu which we see today, the lot of kind of credit goes to the British. You know, you would find here Bailey's Walk and Travers Tank and so many other things which commemorate the Lawrence School, which now is the Police Academy. You know, the British, the Governor General of Rajputana used to come and stay here. And he inspired the other kings of the Rajputana. You'll find so many palaces which have been converted into hotels. The Bikaner Palace is there. And then Jaipur Palace is very strategically placed just above the Nakhi Lake. It's so beautiful. And Rajasthan is the, I would say in terms of weather, it is considered to be the hottest place in India. You know, the Jaisalmer sometimes touches almost up to 50 degrees Celsius. But Mount Abu is an oasis in the desert. And there's a lot of tourist influx. The local population is only 20,000, but we get almost 2 million tourists every year. And this is also the seat of education. In India, it's a, you know, most of the schools, they would be located on the hilltop. But this is also considered to be the alma mater of Lord Rama. There's a Vashishta Ashram. The story goes that Rama and Lakshman studied here. So it's one of the places of education. The Brahma Kumaris started the spiritual education. We used to have a police academy which was training police officers here. So it's a beautiful place. But the most important thing is, you know, when we take the title of this conference, Peace of Mind, peace has to be natural. It has to be our practice. And the more we practice, the more perfect we come. So it's how the Brahma Kumaris, the way we greet each other, Om Shanti. It means I am a symbol of peace. Peace is my original religion, my original nature. So with peace we can really create anything. We can visualize anything. So this is how you are here, and we are very happy to receive you here in Mount Abu. And I'm sure your next 5-6 days programs would be wonderful program. It is a kind of a journey. The Brahma Kumaris sisters and brothers, initially they had silent meditation for several years. And what we see today is the You know, if you look at the back, the seniors, you know, these seniors, they did that subtle changes in themselves, the transformation happened. And we are preparing ourselves for the new age where everyone would be happy and cheerful and prosperous, and but the foundation is the clean mind, the purity. The purity is the foundation. So this is what I picked up from the Brahma Kumaris. I've been associated with it for almost more than 50 years and started as a student. But I feel this is something which really would transform your life. So on behalf of the Brahma Kumaris, on behalf of the Gyan Sarovar Academy and the people of Abu, I welcome you here and we are very happy to host you. Thank you very much for being here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. We're only here for a week, and the week, I promise you, will go very quickly. And so take the time to find that, you know, absorb the surroundings that you find yourself in, and if you don't, something's not right, please say something. If you've lost something or anything, Judy will go through some of that a bit later, but please feel, because you're family, you're not guests. And I would like to now introduce Dr. Nirmala, or Didi Nirmala as we call her. Didi is respected elder sister, and Didi is one of the executive leadership team of the Brahma Kumaris, called additional administrative heads. It is the Brahma Kumaris, Kumaris means daughters, and it's always been the policy of the Brahma Kumaris where women are the administrative heads and the majority of the teachers. And there are, of course, brothers, but the sisters. And Didi was a doctor in Mumbai in the early 60s, and she came in contact with the Brahma Kumaris and basically surrendered her life almost after she became a doctor. And we work a lot with Didi Nirmala because she is responsible for the Asia Pacific zone, just a small zone from Fiji down to New Zealand to Australia to Asia up into China and Sri Lanka, I do now believe Didi looks after. So she will welcome us, and please give a warm welcome to Didi Nirmala. Thank you.
Om Shanti. It's a greeting of peace. It means I am peaceful soul. So welcome to Gyan Sarovar Academy for Better World. You have come for peace of mind retreat. Some of you might have already done the course, but the main aim is to give you 7 lessons course here in a week. Meditation helps us a lot in empowering ourselves, because we know who I am and who is where I have to focus. And once we focus to the right spot, naturally from Almighty we receive all powers. We need peace, love, happiness, health, wealth, etc. But so far, after doing lots of prayer and pilgrimages and visiting religious gathering, we were not able to receive permanent peace. Whereas with meditation, we are able to receive permanent peace, happiness, love, bliss, all the powers that we need in our practical life. Because in our life, we have to face many obstacles, problems, relationship problem, health problem, wealth problem, etc. So, with meditation, we are able to empower so that we are able to be ever happy, ever peaceful. And by reminding, I am a peaceful soul, we become really peaceful. Whilst you are here, try to attend all the classes, especially morning meditation, which is very essential to know who am I, where I have to focus, and what I am going to receive through concentration. Concentration is essential, and in order to have concentration, or we call tapasya, deeper meditation, we need ourselves to be in solitude. And economize our thoughts, words, actions. Otherwise, we waste a lot of them. We don't realize the value of our time, thoughts, actions, words, etc. Because at this period of time, they are very important, and we need to economize them. And we have to concentrate on one. It may take time, because so far we are used to pray or meditate with eyes shut. Whereas here, you have to keep your eyes open. See but not see. Listen but not listen. And by doing that, you are able to empower yourself. Life is full of problems, obstacles, relationship problem, health problem, wealth problem, etc. So to face them and to be able to focus on Almighty, we have to practice. In the beginning it may be difficult, but as we go on, you will find it becomes easy. And with open eyes, you can be moving around, you can be doing your physical activities and still meditating. So we are doing double job, meditating and doing our usual activities. Because we don't need to leave household, or we don't need necessarily to wait white clothes. Because sometimes people think, oh, if I practice Brahma Kumari's meditation, I may have to renounce my colored dress, etc. No need to renounce family, colored clothes, nothing. What we have to renounce is whatever is hurting us, our vices, lust, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, laziness, carelessness. Main thing, we have been body conscious that I am this person. So we have to change that, our attitude, and consider ourselves as a soul taken this body to perform the part in this drama. And naturally, actors want to perform best to their abilities. So we will be able to practice that, and the change you will bring in your life by being here for 7 days will be tremendous. And when you go home, your family will say, what happened to you? You have been so peaceful. Yes, you will be peaceful, happy, angelic, etc. So enjoy your stay here and take maximum benefit from here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi, for your words of wisdom and encouragement of how to use the time this week very constructively. And now I'd like to invite Judy Johnson, who's based in Halifax in Canada and is responsible for the BK centres in that part of Canada, the eastern side of Nova Scotia, and has been our partner for peace of mind for many years, and is a gifted facilitator and just a great sister. And Judy will go through some of the program and a few other things. So, Sister Judy.
Thank you, Michael. Om Shanti. It's really beautiful to see your faces, because you know we've been thinking about you for a whole year, and thinking about you coming here and thinking about this moment, and now here you are in front of us. So very warm welcome, and just know you've been thought of with a lot of love for a long time, and that the energy and attention we have put into this year's program is really so that it can be just one of the best weeks of your life. So that's my hope for you. I know each of you are on, each of us are on our own spiritual journey. So wherever you are on your journey, we hope that this week adds momentum, adds power, adds insight, adds depth, adds whatever it is that you're looking for. So hopefully you will be clear for yourself on what is your intention being here this week, because with that clarity it will be fulfilled. So I'm here to give you some details of the week to get a bit practical. And the first practical matter at hand is this beautiful blue piece of paper. Does everybody have one of these? Beautiful, yes, okay. So I'm hoping you will make this your best friend all week. Yes? So that you can arrive on time in the place where you are meant to be at that moment. Because we have for you the best of the best of the best in the Brahma Kumaris. And they have given their time to be with you this week. So while some might learn the basic meditation Raj Yoga course from me, say in Halifax, you somehow have the great fortune of Sister Janti and BK Shivani and Mohini Didi and Brother Charlie and Sister Denise. You have the fortune of the best of the best of the Brahma Kumaris to share with you the basic knowledge and meditation practice that we, the Brahma Kumaris, practice here. So throughout the week, you will learn the philosophy of Raj Yoga, 7 main points of knowledge. And these, for us as Brahma Kumaris, are like a bedrock that create or recreate a worldview. And we study and we learn constantly. It's a lifelong learning university. Didi has been here for how many years? With Brahma Kumaris, how many years have you been?
I have been.
Yes, yes, how long?
60
years. And she still comes to morning class every day. Because we're always learning and we're always refining 7 basic points, but the subtlety, the depth, the insight that each of these points, year after year after year, they reveal to us as we become less burdened by our old thinking, by some of our old patterns and habits. And so we're giving you those this week. And also the meditation practice. Okay, great, there's understanding, but also how do I meditate? So every morning you will get meditation instruction, and then throughout the day you will get, each day you will get 1 point of knowledge. And then the two go together. So the next morning you'll get a meditation using that point of knowledge. Okay, how do I use this for my own meditation practice? So how does that sound? It's the full meal deal. It's the complete package the Brahma Kumaris has to offer the world. And you get the best teachers, but you also get to do it in what we consider to be the most pure place on earth. Because of the number of years of powerful meditation that has happened here, you will begin to notice as the week goes on that you have a thought about someone and there they appear in front of you. It's like thoughts travel easily because the atmosphere is very pure. They don't get caught anywhere. You'll just begin to notice how lovely this environment. Did you feel it when you entered? Did you feel a vibration when you entered this place? Some of you nodding, yes. Especially the contrast to the rest of India. It's quite noteworthy, isn't it? Yeah. So, yes, it's been years building this atmosphere, and this is what we all, as Brahma Kumaris students, attempt to do where we live, is to create an atmosphere in which others can feel well. They can feel peaceful. They can feel at ease. They can feel powerful. So a quick look at this, if you have looked at this, you will notice that every day has a bit of a common pattern. First thing in the morning, you will begin either with movement. We have some lovely movement instructors here, and you will get a variety. You will get hatha yoga, you will get some combined chakra and pilates, you will get lots of wonderful movement. And then every day, the other 45 minutes, so the first hour and a half of your day will be spent moving the body gently and beautifully so that you can begin your day well, but also in meditation. And we have all of our wonderful instructors here for that. Then you'll go for breakfast, and when you get to breakfast, you will notice there is a chili lineup. There is a non-chili lineup for food, and there is special foods. Has anyone been to the dining hall to see this? Yes. So I just want you to know how much effort our dining brothers and kitchen brothers, because in the Brahma Kumaris, the brothers are in charge of the kitchens. It's a very nice change from the world. And they cook mega amounts of food. But for these Indian brothers, vegan is a very new concept. Hardly touches the consciousness. And gluten-free, what to say? So, but they have bent over backwards to create gluten-free chapatis, to create soya milk ice cream, this is the big challenge this year. We have asked them to create chai with no milk. And so good luck. Let's see how it is. I hope it tastes delicious. But the cost of soya milk in India is quite prohibitive to doing buckets and buckets. So I think you will get a non-dairy version of chai. But I just want you to know how much love and effort went in to accommodate those that do require a special diet. So please, if there's anything more we can do to accommodate you, please just let us know, okay? Because although this is a spiritual path, and some associate that with hardship and difficulty and penance, in fact, we'd like you to be very comfortable. So please let us know, okay? And then in the morning, tomorrow we start, you can see, we start with a tour of the complex. And then the courses begin, the classes begin. So every day there will be an hour and a half class. That's enough for sitting. And it will be very rich and deep. But then we switch it up with something else. So every day a little move, activity, a special activity. Tomorrow shopping. We like to get the out of the complex activities finished at the beginning of the week. Because I think you'll find as the week goes on, you'll really enjoy being here and inside yourself. And you won't be quite so interested in shopping. But tomorrow you might be interested in shopping. So we'll get you out shopping tomorrow. And then every day there's a visit somewhere so that you can see the scope and the scale of the Brahma Kumaris complex. Because this is the headquarters in the world, and you can see every day something different. And then we have every other day we have something called conversation group. So you get meditation, you get knowledge, but also friendships are very important, creating a community of spiritual friends. So three times this week you will see conversation group 1, 2, and 3. It is the only formal reflection time we have during the week. So there will be 8 of you in a small group. We have carefully mixed you so that there are different countries in every group. So you will meet people who maybe you didn't travel with. You will meet new people. And you will get to hear what is their experience with this knowledge. What is their experience being here? How does it resonate with their path, with their journey? So we strongly encourage you, and we kept you in the same group all week. So you get to make friends. You get to hear each one's story at the beginning, and then a little bit deeper as they share their learnings. So this is a very nice feature of the retreat. And then in the evening, we always have our meditation together here in the hall and another session. We leave a big space after lunch for you to have a rest. We find that most of us are so coming from our lives, our busy lives. Many of us are so busy that the thought of stopping, you know, we just can't even. But some realize, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to take a nap in the afternoon? Or sit with a cup of tea and a journal and just really reflect on what I learned this morning and how it fits. So the afternoon is a rest period. Some use that time to shop or do other things. It's entirely for you. But it's just really meant to create a balance in your week so that you live a balanced yogi life. So that's the agenda, the schedule overall. How does that sound? Did I miss anything, Michael? From agenda, from schedule. I have other things to say. Okay. So just know that a lot of care and attention went into crafting this, hoping it will be just the perfect blend. Okay, I have a couple other things. So a couple other things that are important being in India. The first one is only drink bottled water, please. Anything that says mineral water, stick with the bottled water. Okay? Just stick with the bottled water. We order a box for our room, and they will deliver it to your room, and you go through it bottle after bottle after bottle all week. That's the best way to make sure you don't have that kind of drama in your stomach. Okay? It's really the very best way to do that. The food has been washed in bottled water. So the salads have been washed in bottled water. So that means you can eat them. But we have taken great care and attention that you will be able to eat the food here and still have a happy tummy. Okay? So that's one. If something happens to your health, you will find on the Harmony House and on the Vishnu Puri where you are staying, there is a big A3 sheet of paper which is the doctor's number. And we have the dispensary. It's open 3 times a day. And we go see Dr. Deepak. Or you tell your companion. All of us have recently had little bits of things that have happened to us. We went instantly to Dr. Deepak and we're fine. So I suggest don't treat it lightly. Just deal with it right away. You don't want to lose any time in this precious week. Okay? Please go to your companions. We hope all of you here have a companion, someone who speaks your language or is from your country. And if you don't have one and they are your go-to person, you tell them what you need. If you do not have a companion, we will get you adopted. Okay? But you can always come and find me or Valerian can stand up, or Philip could stand up. We will be the 3 here on site that will be helping if anything is needed. Okay? I think that's almost it. Oh, please wear your badges, because then the residents who live here know that you're one of those special guests. Okay? Everything will be recorded this week. And it will be uploaded onto a YouTube channel and you will get the link. So if it's of interest to you to listen again to that particular class that really struck a chord or there were some questions, you will get the link for that. And one last thing. Where's Prashant Bhai? They will be taking pictures throughout the week, just to make a small little, you know, representation of our week. If you do not want your face to be in the pictures, please just identify yourself. Maybe come up and tell me afterwards, okay? There can be many reasons, sensitivities, for many, many reasons why you wouldn't want your face to be seen in something on YouTube. And they will, you know, they will smudge you out or they will cut that particular part of the video. So please fully we want to respect you in this matter, so just let me know. Okay? Okay, I think that's it, except for two more things. For those of you that live in Harmony House, you notice it's quite a big hill. Yeah? Wonderful hill. Wonderful aerobic hill. Yeah? So the thing about this campus is that we get in good shape because there's so far to walk between everything. And we have little shuttle bus for those who would like not to walk up that hill every day. And so three times a day, from 8 to 9 in the morning, at lunchtime and at dinner time, a little shuttle bus will be available at the bottom here to take you to dining or to take you back up the hill. So there are secret shortcuts, which is to go down the stairs, and I'm going to ask the companions to let you know, outside Harmony House, to go down the stairs, and then you're on the flat, and it's not a big hill at all. So there's little secrets that you can learn while you're here, but for those that need the additional support of a buggy, we have one that's been allocated to us three times a day. Okay? And the other thing, to those of you who are regular BK students here to support and accompany our guests, not our guests, by the end of the week, not our guests, just our family, even now. But for those regular BK students, tomorrow morning at 9:30, we have a briefing in Meditation Hall. So please be there, all of you, for that. I think that's it for me. Yeah? Om Shanti, and welcome.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Didi. Thank you, Pratapai. And you, who are the reason that we do this. Now, I have to admit, this week you will be spoiled rotten. You will have gifts. You will have special meals. Who would have thought coming to Mount Abu you get gluten-free food? I mean, they're such sweet. The last 2 days, your first impact with the Brahma Kumaris have been the wonderful sisters and brothers in the accommodation and the reception area. So, could I just ask you to put your hands together for those? They are the first faces that we all see when we come here. So thank you all, sisters and brothers, very much. And my brother Charlie, I just want to, if you could stand up, please. Charlie's one of our most experienced teachers, and we'll be hearing from Charlie later on in the program. He's doing one of the classes, and he and Didi work very closely together to coordinate the Asia Pacific region. Charlie's based in Sydney, and Didi and Charlie are our hosts. So I just wanted to acknowledge them. And Frank, you've met, and Sister Denise, could you just wave, to stand up and wave to everyone? Thank you. Denise has been leading some meditations and is a great spiritual resource. Now, the final part of tonight is your gift. And these wonderful souls from the bottom of the mountain, which we call downstairs, this is upstairs, could Vishwanath, could you bring the shawls out now? So what we're going to do now is invite you to come up by region. And we're going to give you a shawl, and we're going to give you Toli. And this, apart from your program, your blue piece of paper, which is your roadmap, you will get your shawl. And I can promise you, it doesn't get cold here, but it gets cooler as the rain has stopped and the clouds go away. So you'll get your shawl. And behind me is our brother David. David Kolosky lives in Mount Abu. He lives here on this complex for how long? 26 years. He came for a week and stayed 26 years. And David's a very gifted artist. Please. Thank you, Mike. And he's a gifted musician, and we'll hear a lot from David this week, especially the sound spa later on in the program. And David will take us to the Om Shanti regions with his beautiful music. And as we get the shawls ready to give to you, we're going to ask you to come by regional areas.